Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. As with many other Mishnayos that we've been studying recently, Mishnah Ches begins with the words Se'a Truma Shenafla Lameya. We have, once again, a Se'a of Truma that fell into 100 Se'in of Chulin. So we know, right, we know what's going to happen, we think, that it's going to be Ola, right, because that's the proper ratio. Is a sufficient ratio for it to be Ola. However, you did not have time to take it out, to take one out, and to go through the whole Olin process, ad shenafla acheres, until another one fell in. So now, before you could take out the first extra, the first sa'ah that fell in, basically, a second one fell in. So now your ratio is not 100 to 1 anymore. Or is it? So the Tanakhama says, Harezo Asura. It is Madamea, right? Because the ratio is now 100 to 2, not 100 to 1. And with 100 to 2, it's not Ola. That's 50 to 1, not 100 to 1. And it doesn't work. And therefore, the entire batch is now Meduma. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not Madamea, it's Ola. Why is it Ola if you never took out the original one that fell in? So in the Tosefta, Rabbi Shimon's son, Rabbi Yozer Rabbi Shimon, explains his father's view. He says, you know, once you knew about it, so then it's Ma'ala. Even if you didn't yet take it out, it's as if you took it out because you were about to, right? So once you saw that it fell in, then your knowledge of it having fallen in means that the process of Olin begins. And therefore, all you have to do is reach in and get it. And if you didn't have time to physically take it out, that's okay. It's as if you already did. And therefore, since the first one is Ola, so that means that when the second one falls in, it's not only that it's not 50 to 1, it's 101 to 1. Because the first one was already Batel, right? It's Ola, you have to take it out, but it's no longer considered Truma. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it works. However, since the reason it works is that you knew about it, if you didn't know about it, right, so one fell in, and you never found out about it until a second one fell in, then even Rabbi Shimon would be Oser because there's no grounds to draw a line between the first one falling in and the second one falling in. Beforehand, none had fallen in. And then when you find out about it, already two had fallen in. So in that case, it's 100 to 2. And even Rabbi Shimon agrees that it would be Midameah.